Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about information about aerobic fitness. Is it better to do like a training program, or what about a pedometer-based walking program? What do you think is better?
How are we defining better? In terms of heart health or in terms of overall wellness?
Well, here's
the
deal.
I got to know the details
here. I finally found a study that actually supports everything that you believe in.
Walking?
Well, now, first of all, this is an interesting study. It was a 6-month study.
It was by the Cantor Institute?
By the Cantor Institute. And basically what they looked at is 128 physically inactive men and women between 27 and 65. And these are people that did not have any cardiovascular or disease or any other disease for that matter. And physically inactive was defined by researchers as taking fewer than 5,500 steps per day over a 7-day period.
I think that's most everybody.
And not participating in any form of regular exercise. So that's where we fit the standard for it. But here's what they found. The obvious thing is anything that's aerobic-based, anything that was more regimented, they found that blood pressure decreased, the rate of perceived exertion decreased, all these big term things like peak VO2, VO2 max, ventilatory threshold, all these things improved. But here's what I found that was really interesting about this. What they found was the people that went from the sedentary to starting becoming active, and basically what they did is they had them try to walk 10,000 steps per day. So they're moving from 5,500 to 10,000 steps, and they gave them that little pedometer thing, right, Lee? Something real simple to do. And what they found is that most people, their compliance rating, where they were able to do about 9,200 steps per day, they're about 92% of the prescription. So that's, you know, so 92% of the people were able to achieve that.
Yes.
Because, and what they found is that they weren't so regimented. They weren't like strict.
Really?
They weren't
there wasn't structure?
It was just fit
in their day normally?
It was something that was easy for them to do. Now, what they found was the more intense regimen where they measured the heart rate, the frequency, the number of times per week that you had to do this with it. You know, you had all, it was very, very strict in terms of that information. They found that these people were 77% compliant to it. So it definitely decreased.
And that's a lie. There was no way it was that high.
Right. But what they're finding is that it's not really the type of exercise program for everyone that it's really important that most people, they find the right program for themselves. And this is barring the fact they don't have type 2 diabetes, they don't have any health issues. But these high intensity, duration, frequency, all these things that are very regimented for people, a lot of them they can't maintain it
over time.
So if you make
what was the
less,
time frame?
6 months. And the other thing they found is you need at least 6 months. If you're going to start a walking program, you need at least 6 months to show the benefit. So just don't think you're doing it for a month or two. 6 months minimum for walking programs. They're very, very good for people moving the inactive to the active.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.